Now we find here that our Lord goes up to Jerusalem at this time, and he cleanses the temple. When he'd made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple. That means the money changers and the animals and those who sold, and the sheep and the oxen. And he poured out the changers' money, and he overthrew the tables. I tell you, he was rough. No question about that. And he said unto them that sold doves, take these things hence. Make not my father's house a house of merchandise. And this is something that he quotes, of course. His disciples remembered that it was written, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. That's in Psalm 69:9. And this is one of the six most quoted psalms, by the way, in the New Testament, Psalm 69. It's quoted 17 times in the New Testament. It's quoted in the 15th chapter at verse 25 in this gospel, and chapter 19 at verse 28. Now will you notice, Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple, and 3 days I'll raise it up. Destroy this temple. The word that he used is lusitai, which actually we get our word analysis from it. It means to untie, and he's referring here, and it does refer to the human body. Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'll raise it up. Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? Now, that was Herod's temple. It was still in process of being built, and it had been in the building 46 years. And they said, you don't mean to tell us that you will be able to destroy this temple. They used the Naon, which means the holy place. And what our Lord is saying here, of course, is the temple of the body. And you remember Paul put it like this, that the holy place today is not a temple made with hands, but that the body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And he said that he would raise it up. Egoro, he'd raise it up. Paul, in the sermon in Antioch of Pisidia in Acts 13, he used the same word 4 times there, by the way. And it actually is a word that can mean wake up. And it refers, of course, to the resurrection. Refers to the resurrection of Christ. And it refers to the resurrection of believers also. And we're told in Acts 13, verse 30, but God raised him up from the dead. The idea is wake him up. The idea of waking up. And you have that in the raising up of Lazarus from the dead. It's a waking up. Lazarus, he said, come forth. And then you have him quoting also this, that he hath raised up Jesus again, verse 33, as it is also written in the second Psalm, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. It refers to the resurrection of Christ, you see. And that's what our Lord said to the little daughter of Jairus, the ruler. He said to her, wake up, little lamb. And that's the picture that we have in this word. And that's what actually he means. He said he spake of the temple of the body. Now, even his disciples didn't catch that. When, therefore, he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said that unto them. And they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. And they referred back to this after his resurrection 3 years later.